Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon and Keon Buckley. This half hour will feature some of Keon's favorite Motown songs. We'll start with the Four Tops, and then we'll hear from
Mary Wills,
Al Green,
The Supremes,
Marvin Gaye,
Tammy Terrell,
Michael Jackson,
and The Temptations.
All coming up during the next half hour as we feature Keon Buckley's favorite Motown song.
You to Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
Dreams could happen. Until one came through for me. Since I met you, man. Since I met you, man. All my life has been one sweet melody. Yeah, yeah. I never thought I could welcome two other arms as I do.
Green with Judy from 1972, and that was taken off the LP called Let's Stay Together from Al Green, and it was originally released on the High Record label. And before that,
The One Who Really Loves You by Mary Wells, which was number 8 in 1962, second top 40 song.
And we started with the Four Tops of the same old song, number 5 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon and Keon Buckley. And for this hour, we're featuring Keon Buckley's favorite Motown songs, both released as 45s and also on the albums. Well, coming up, a smash hit from the Supremes, Come See About Me from 1964. Well, Come See About Me became the third of 5 consecutively released Supreme songs to top the Billboard Pop Charts of the United States. Others were Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Stop in the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again. It topped the pop charts twice, non-consecutively. It was toppled and later replaced by the Beatles' I Feel Free in December 1964 and January 1965. Well, the song was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and it featured lead vocals by Diana Ross and background vocals by Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson. All instrumentation on this song by the Funk Brothers. Well, here are the Supremes. Come see about me right here on Motown Memories.
I've been crying because I'm lonely.
For you,
smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away the fear that you never ever gonna take to ease the fire that within me burns. It keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
Come see about me.
See about you, baby.
Come see about me.
I've given up my friends just
for you.
My friends are gone.
The phenomenon, ooh, what sensation from this wonderful creation. Oh, babe, you're the music I hear. It's the sound of your voice. Darling, you're my rhapsody. The essence of your togetherness really, really turns me on. Even in a crowd of people, you and me can really be alone. Oh, baby, we're so together, darling. If you only knew, I'd give my life. Thank you. the phenomenon of sensation from this wonderful creation. You're the music I hear. It's the sound of your voice. You're my rhapsody. If you only knew, I'd give my life for you.
Marvin Gaye with I'll Give My Life to You. It was recorded and released in 1975, and we started this set with
the Supremes' number one hit in 1964, Come See About Me.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Keon Buckley, and for this hour, we're featuring Keon Buckley's favorite Motown songs, both from an album and from the 45. Well, coming up, another great song, this time from Tammi Terrell, her biggest charting song, This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You, right here on Motown.
Today.
Hotel Memories. Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
With Baby Baby I Need You. It was recorded and released in 1964. It was the B-side of the 45, didn't chart. The A-side was Girl Why Do You Want to Make Me Blue, which reached number 26 on the US pop charts. And it was the third top 40 song written by Smokey Robinson for The Temptations. And before that,
Michael Jackson's number one hit from 1979 with Epic Records, Rock With You.
And we started the set with Tammy Terrell, This Whole Heart of Mine Is Weak For You, and the Isley Brothers smash hit. And her version reached number 67 in the United States pop charts and number 31 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1969. It was written by that great famous writing team in the 1960s, Holland, Doge, and Holland. And it was taken from her album called Irresistible. It was her only album she ever recorded. And the song was actually recorded 3 years earlier, but it was released because she was suffering from brain cancer and she died on 16 March 1970. And this album sales helped to pay her medical bills. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Keon Buckley. Coming up after the break, more Keon Buckley's favorite Motown songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.